The miracle of the halo is best seen in the halo on each other. Halo of angels is the miracle of tongues of fire, prophet wisdom, nations under God as one people, a glow moving together in one great light, blending strangers and enemies as friends and family. Sounds of fire in a choir, harmonies ending in one melody. The kingdom of heaven sees halo on the world, on Sarah and Hannah, Rebecca, Mary, Elizabeth, Hagar, Mary of Magdala, Mother Teresa, Henry, Naomi, Ruth, Peter, Paul, St. Francis, Dietrich, Martin, Nelson, Joseph, Maria. Halos give light to prisons, to stillbirth, to a frightened soldier, to divorce, at death, when all alone, to addiction. Halo light is the light of God. God said, "Let there be light," and there is light on all creation. There is a halo for all the earth. The kingdom of prophets and angels is all one halo. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Open our arms to your coming. Help us receive the child who comes to us.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Open our arms to your coming. Help us receive the child who comes to us. In the fullness of God's time, there comes a soft angelic glow as a sign. God is below.
The
Our hearts are open right for faith that comes through dark with light.
In the fullness of God's time.
The words by prophets long foretold will in this place and time unfold.
In the fullness of God's time.
The angel songs in heaven's high will break the silence of the sky.
In the fullness of God's time.
The Christ inside nativity will find a room inside of me.
In the fullness of God's time, the one we named the God, I Am, will sing with us the song. Amen.
I invite you to stand as you are able. And we will greet one another with the sign of peace in a moment, but I will tell you that normally we have various patterns of music and standing and sitting, and they're broken today. So we'll move from passing the peace right into the dialogue. And I will just invite you to find a time when it's time to be quiet after you've greeted one another. So the peace of Christ be with you always. Let's share that peace with each other. Please stand as you are able. You did a very nice job quieting yourself quickly.
Let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give our thanks to God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, who is the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us and bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
This is a meal of promise. This is a meal of love, and you are welcome here if you believe that Christ is present. This bread is gluten-free, and there is wine or a grape juice choice. If you need so, please tell Cecilia as she serves you. Come, this table is ready for you.